Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Hey, Bill. It's Bubba.
Good morning. How are you guys doing down there?
Good. How are you doing up there?
Yeah, we're hanging tough.
I heard you sold like 130,000 books in the first 3 days, my friend. That's pretty good.
Yeah, Killing Crazy Horse. A lot of people want to know how their country was forged, that's for sure.
I don't know, Bill, if people really do know how bad we were to the Native Americans. And it, like, most people really don't know, I don't think.
It's not taught in school, and even when I was teaching high school in Miami, I didn't know 80% of this until I started to research the book with Martin Dugard. But it isn't as simple as how badly we, the United States government, treated the Indians. Certainly, the Native Americans did not get a fair shake. But there was a huge element of self-protection on the part of the white people involved with the Native American nations. Because some of them, like the Comanches, were totally out of control. And in Florida, we start the book there, right near where you are, Bubba, with the Creek Nation rising up and saying enough of these people coming down in northern Florida and South Alabama and Georgia. And the Creeks attack Fort Mims, and you can go there. Fort Mims is in South Alabama, and they slaughtered 300 people.
But, I mean, at that point, though, it's their land, and we're trying to take it. So, I mean, by whatever means they need to defend their land, I know it was very barbaric, but the Native Americans didn't know of any other way, I don't think.
Well, Weatherford, this is the fascinating part about it. The chief of the Creeks in Florida was a guy named William Weatherford, who was educated in Philadelphia. He's half white, and he decided to go back and live the life of a Native American chief. He knew that by doing the massacre, this was going to bring hell down on the Creeks, and Andrew Jackson was dispatched from Tennessee to confront them. So it was basically some tribes wanted to negotiate, and that was successful in New England and some places in New England and Virginia, and some tribes wanted to fight, and they had a reason to fight. I mean, because, you know, they're there for hundreds of years. All of a sudden, here come these people in the covered wagons or whatever, and they're, well, we're going to move here on your land. Wait a minute. So we give you the whole picture, the whole spectrum. And then when you're finished reading Killing Crazy Horse, you can decide for yourself. You know, is the country a white supremacist nation? I mean, were the people in the covered wagons and who couldn't really read or write, and all they wanted was a small farm to raise families, were they white supremacists? So it's a lot more complicated than the propagandists would have you believe.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone Wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com, and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com, thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now. Bill O'Reilly on the phone. Pretty much anything. Facebook is at Bill O'Reilly Official. Instagram at Bill O'Reilly. Twitter the same. And, of course, BillO'Reilly.com, his website. Bill, I heard you just signed a deal. I think you're going back to WABC in New York.
Well, we're doing the podcast that we do every night, Bubba, is now through the roof. I mean, millions of people all over the world watch it. So WABC actually bought the podcast, the powerhouse AM station in New York City. So I'm on a 10 to 11, and the signal goes from Nova Scotia to Georgia. If you can imagine what a tremendous signal this is.
And way to and basically you're just repurposing what you're already doing through a different.
Yes, but I can annoy people now in 30 states on the radio, which brings me pleasure. But I do a 10 minute local New York thing every night before we get to the podcast. Because New York is falling apart,
and they are definitely. I mean, it is falling apart, Bill. It's that's like almost ground zero for falling apart, isn't it?
maybe Portland, maybe Seattle.
Portland, Seattle. I lived in Portland, Oregon, for a while, and I know why that city is going down, and it's a shame. It's one of the most beautiful cities in the country. New York City, a whole different ball game. I mean, and I tell people this: if you're going to elect a communist mayor, this is what's going to happen. All right, so Bill de Blasio is a communist. He's not a socialist. He's not a far-left liberal. He's a communist. Do you get that? He doesn't respect private property. He'll come into your house and take your stuff.
He'll treat you like you were a Native American.
So,
he'll come in and take your stuff.
Yeah, my mandate is, I was born in Manhattan, raised in Levittown, Long Island. My mandate is tell the truth every night on WABC, and then they take the podcast, and it's working out great.
Bill O'Reilly on the phone. Bill's newest book is his 15th. I think, is this your 15th or your 16th bestseller?
This will be 16. This series, the Killing Series, there are 9 of them. This is the 9th, and it's the best-selling nonfiction book series in history, pardon the pun, which is just amazing. I'm sitting here in a living room going, what? But nobody's ever sold more history books than me.
Bill, why doesn't, and it's not that you need a second chance, because that's not the right words. They're not the right words. But you've really done well, Bill, since you left Fox and all your books and your huge podcast and just all the distribution methods and different stages that you have. It would be interesting for them to do something on you, don't you think?
Yeah, but I wouldn't cooperate. I mean, I'm not interested in that. When I left Fox, I had more than 20 years there. They had to pay out my contract. I said, fine, you don't want me to work for you, I won't. I'll start my own news organization. I mean, it was like the transition was a week.
Well, now, hold on, Bill, and it was very much an uphill, though, the digital wasn't
there. It really wasn't, Bubba, though.
But it wasn't as sexy as it is now. You went to
you have to build. I mean, anybody listening to us now, you have two choices. You can work for somebody, and that I did that for 40 years, and I was well-paid, and I was successful. But I was working for somebody.
Right.
Okay? Now After I got through with FNC, I said, I'm going to start my own news organization because I think Americans want a different kind of news than they're getting, and I proved to be right. So my company, this year alone, has gone from a $5 million company to a $25 million company. That's capitalism, and that's why America is a great country. Now, do I have white privilege? Is that why it happened? No. No. It's because I put in the time to learn my profession, to understand my audience, and to develop a creed that I'm going to tell you the truth. A fact-based situation. You don't have to agree with me, but I'm going to present it in an interesting way. So we became successful.
And you were very much on the early stages of this digital distribution. You know, I mean, it wasn't nearly as sexy as it is today, and you've grown with it. And I mean, I'm sure there's probably instances, Bill, even though you're Bill O'Reilly from the Fox, that they probably said, "Oh, you can't say that, Bill," and you don't have to worry about that anymore.
That's never happened because I'm the CEO.
No, Bill.
I'm talking about
when you were with other places. There might have been instances where they said,
there was a little, but if you hired me, Bubba, it's like you. If somebody hires Bubba, they know they're getting Bubba.
Right.
Okay, for better or for worse, we're hiring Bubba. And then people scream and they cry. But it's the same thing with me. If you hired me, everybody in the TV business know who I was. And they said, well, you're going to bring in a guy who's going to be outspoken, and he's not really a corporate guy. And that's true. But the really interesting thing about what we're doing now on BillO'Reilly.com is I don't know anything about technology. I'm a Luddite. I can't tell you what Roku for Amazon Prime, and I don't know what these things are.
But you can create some content, and the boys can get it distributed for
you. Right. So I hire these guys who have shirts buttoned up to their neck and haven't had a haircut in 8 years, and I say, get us on, whatever it is. I don't care what it is. I want to be on in Australia. Get us on. And they do. And so I don't know how that happens.
But it happens.
People go, oh, I saw you on Roku. And I said, I wasn't in a Japanese restaurant. What are you talking about?
I was at Nobu, but I wasn't at Roku, buddy.
So
Where is your favorite place to eat in New York, in the city?
You know, I'm a very simple man. I've got my restaurants, a place called Via Italia on 46th Street between 5th and 6th. It's the guy runs it. He goes to the Fulton Fish Market every day, gets some fresh stuff. But it's not a she place. I don't go to those places. I mean, that bores me. But I want to make an overarch point to people listening to you today, and it's an important point. I could not have done anything, all right? I'm a guy from Levittown, New York, where I had no money, and I worked hard my whole life, and I made a success of myself in a country that provides a structure to do that. And, you know, Barack Obama and Bill O'Reilly have a lot in common in the sense that here's a black guy, here's a white guy. We applied ourselves, we got educated, and Obama's education was free, because of this white supremacist country with the Columbia and Harvard Law, free. All right, my tax dollars paid for that. But I don't begrudge it because he had a very hard childhood. Now, I didn't have a hard childhood socially, but I didn't have any money. But the American structure sets it up so that if you work hard and you develop your talent, you will succeed here. And that now, that's the message that's being destroyed by the far left. And that's what we're really voting on November 3rd. We're not voting on Trump versus Biden. I mean, I submit to you that most Americans go, is there anyone else? Can we vote for anyone else besides these two guys? They're not universally loved. We are voting for, do you want American, the traditional America that has done all these things, or do you want Ocasio-Cortez to design a new country? That's what we're voting for.
And how bad, Bill, is it going to be on both sides of the spectrum based on who wins? Like, if Trump wins, do you think that there's going to be rioting and everybody flipped out? And if Biden wins, do you think that, you know, there's going to be pickup trucks going up and down? I don't know. What do you think, Bill?
I don't think so. I mean, I think Americans will accept what happens. I fear that this mail-in voting will lead to a lot of fraud. I hope that doesn't happen. Then the Supreme Court will have to get involved. Now, if that happens, then maybe you're going to have unintended consequences.
We were talking about that yesterday, Bill, and the fact, let's say it goes like this. It goes down where Biden wins, but it's a big whodunit. It's like an Al Gore kind of Florida hanging Chad kind of deal. It's not, you know, it's just a big whodunit. Could you see Trump saying, I'm not leaving, I don't recognize this election, and come January 20th or whenever I'm supposed to leave, I'm not leaving?
No, that's insane. I mean, he look, Trump's flamboyant, bombastic, not consistent with his speech patterns, but he's not he's not irrational. So he'd never do that. And, you know, all this stuff I know they talk about on talk radio and all that stuff, but I don't pay attention to any of this. I mean, I'm pretty astute, and I can't call the election because the debate on September 29th is really going to tell a tale.
How's that going to go, Bill? How's that going to go, you think, that the debate?
Well, nobody knows. Look, I wrote a book called Killing Reagan, and after Reagan was inaugurated, he was shot, almost killed by an assassin. His mental acuity declined dramatically, and the government kept it from everybody. We didn't know that. But on some days, he just couldn't do the job. But he made an enormous comeback, a almost miraculous comeback, and succeeded in his presidency. So I don't know what Joe Biden's mental state is. I know it's not good.
Bill, did you ever meet? I mean, did you ever meet Ronald Reagan, Bill?
I never did. I met his wife,
Nancy.
But I didn't at that point in my career cover politics. I was a general assignment reporter. But I was with ABC News when he was in office, and I got a good look at how ABC covered, and Sam Donaldson in particular, covered Reagan. They hated him.
They did?
Oh, Donaldson hated him. And, you know, that was kept under wraps. You know, nobody watching ABC News, Peter Jennings would never have allowed it on the air. But that's the difference between then and now. Now, the loathing is, you know, pretty clear on the part of the networks about
Yeah, they were a little
Trump.
More, a network back then were tried to be more transparent and a little bit more cute. And, you know, you really couldn't get your finger on them. But now, I mean, you'd have to be, you know, you'd have to be mentally, and I don't know, you can't even say the R word anymore. You have to be a slow learner if you didn't. If you could watch any network and in 5 minutes tell you who they, you know, who they're working for or who they're polling for.
There's no doubt about it, and that's going to destroy the industry, particularly on television. Once Trump leaves office, they'll never regain trust. So you got 45-50% of the country that, you know, supports Donald Trump. And they're never going to come back to television news again.
No.
And then what are you going to do? You're going to go and turn on cable news every night and watch Joe Biden? Come on. Who's going to watch that?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. TheNewDealShop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. TheNewDealShop.com. Promo code Bubba. Bill O'Reilly on the phone. Bill, what, I mean, and I know that everybody asks this question, Bill, because you're an expert at it, but, like, what's your prediction for the election? And sorry for being such a stupid question.
Like I just said, you got to watch the debate. So if Biden holds his own, then I think Biden's got a good chance to win, unless the backlash against the social justice stuff mounts. That is Donald Trump's big card. You know, he's saying to you, do you want this? Is this what you want? You want to live in Portland, Oregon? Because this is going to spread if Joe Biden's president. That's what you're going to hear. But if Joe Biden is befuddled on the first debate, then Trump will win.
Do you think he'll be on Pervitin?
What?
Do you think he'll be hopped up on Pervitin?
Who, Biden?
Yeah, like meth, basically.
I know nothing about Joe Biden other than when I listen to him talk, it's painful.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever met Joe Biden before, Bill?
Oh, yeah, sure. I've known him for a long time. In fact, when I ran into him last, I was still working at Fox. And I said, hey, Mr. Vice President, you know, your boss has interviewed with me three times. Can't you come on in? He laughed at me. He goes, I'm never going to talk to you on TV, O'Reilly. That would be suicide. At least he was honest, yeah. Right?
At least he's smart enough to know that, right?
No, believe me, he's shrewd. But now he's diminished, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you listen to his speech in Michigan on the COVID military last week, there wasn't one word that was cogent, not one word that was accurate, and he didn't even know he was spouting nonsense.
He didn't know where he was.
You know, I mean, let's be honest, when Bubba spouts nonsense, which is a lot of the time, he knows it.
Right.
He knows.
And you know that I'm just some dumb hill jack from Indiana that's trying to do something here. You know my great lineage, you know.
But Biden didn't even have a clue that what he was saying was ridiculous. And, you know, and that should frighten every American.
Do you think there's a chance he gets lost during the debate? I mean, there's going to be a lot of, you know, and he might have a Biden get lost moment.
Well, Wallace, the moderator, Chris Wallace, he's not going to throw cupcakes at Biden as CNN or NBC News would do. He's not. But Biden won't answer the questions, but either will Trump. Nobody's going to answer any questions. I mean, they'll ask the questions and they'll say what they want. But in a debate forum like that, Trump has got to do to Biden what Trump did to Jeb Bush.
Mm.
He's got to marginalize him. He's got to attack him. He's got to try to rattle him. And if he does that, Biden may very well not be able to stand up because you know how vicious Trump can get.
Oh.
That'll be the most watched debate in the history of mankind. Everybody will be looking at it. Pressure is on Joe.
Yeah. Can I ask a question real quick?
Yeah, go ahead, Anna.
Sure.
Hey, Bill, are you gonna get the vaccine if it comes out?
Yes.
Really?
You will, wow. Bill? Now, Bill, what do you feel? I mean, obviously this COVID-19 thing has, been very highly, politicized, but do you think that ends up being a huge part of the debate? And does Donald say, you know what, you didn't strategically, time it right because we're on the backside of it, you know? Does that get brought up, you think?
I think that the civil unrest has overridden COVID as an issue, but COVID is still very big, particularly among female voters. And a lot of it has to do with the kids and whether the kids can stay in school. But if on November 3rd people are still emotional about COVID, that's going to help Biden. Because people, if they're afraid or angry, they usually vote against the incumbent. So, but this one's different, a little bit different, and the civil unrest has overridden COVID right now. People are very angry about what they're watching in Portland, Oregon, Seattle, and other towns, and that will help Trump.
How about, did you see that Joe Rogan had offered to do the be the moderator? And are you familiar with Joe, and have you ever done
Joe?
Yeah,
I know him.
I
don't know him personally, but I know what he does. But I think Rogan's debate was going to last, 2.5 weeks or something.
Have you ever done Rogan before, Bill? I think you would.
No, I've never done him. I don't think he's a big fan of mine. But I don't even know. I mean, I've never.
What's not to like about Bill O'Reilly? I mean, Bill, you shoot straight. You shoot straight. There's no nonsense. You admit when you do wrong. Like, I don't know, Bill. You and I've always got along real good, and I guess nobody likes me either. Maybe I should join your network.
Yeah, that's probably the reason. But, no, I've never done Rogan.
Bill, when you were a semi-professional baseball pitcher, weren't you back in the day with the Monarchs?
Yeah, Brooklyn Monarchs.
What type of steam did you have, Bill?
I could throw hard. It was an all-black team. My name was White Boy. That's who I was.
Now entering the game, number 9,
you,
White Boy.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, I have never had so many laughs. Those guys were so funny. I mean, if I could have had a camera in the dugout and the way they heckled the other team and heckled me when I was pitching, they didn't want, my teammates on the Monarchs did not want me to walk anyone. They wanted action. Okay, they didn't care if the guy hit a triple or, you know, but when I walked somebody, the first baseman was like 7 foot tall and 400 pounds, would amble on him and go, "Hey, get it over." I said, "Oh, sir, yes, I will." It was so funny. And that was some summer, I got to tell you. We played doubleheaders.
Did you have a changeup? Did you have a fast? Did you have
No. I basically threw heat in a kind of a lame curveball, but I was all right. I was good enough to get scouted by the Mets.
Oh, the Mets, they just sold to that, Cohen? And
yeah.
And I don't think J-Lo and A-Rod had a chance, did they, Bill?
No, but, I wanted them to get the team because then I was going to get a season ticket right by the foul pole because Jennifer might use it as she did in the Super Bowl.
you'd have a season ticket there. You're a Jets fan, a little tough nowadays.
Yeah, not good. I'm a Jet fan from way back. I'm fairly good friends with Joe Namath, but it's sad now. They didn't come out of the locker room for the anthem. That wasn't good. So right now I am putting the Jets kind of on hold.
How about Joe Namath? Is he? I've always heard
it's
great things. I've always heard such. I mean, even private good things. Like he was just really a good dude.
Listen, I support his foundation. I have a charitable foundation, and we give away millions of dollars. And I support his foundation because they're doing research in the brain injury thing, and I was a college football player in addition to be a baseball player. And Namath, I got to tell you, he is the most generous, honest guy. He lives in Florida. And, I mean, I'm in addition to being the best passer I have ever seen, and he's just a great guy to talk to.
Does he do radio at all, Bill? I would love.
I think he does. I think he probably do your show, particularly, if he wanted to get attention to his foundation.
Oh, absolutely. We would.
Yeah, you ought to give him a call.
I have a foundation, Bill, that over the years we've given over $1 million to. It's the Bubba the Love Sponge Foundation, and we give immediate financial relief to widows of people, fallen police officers that have lost their line in the line of duty.
Oh, so, that's excellent. Let me, you have my information. Let me know about that so I can give you a donation.
Absolutely. Well, Bill, thank you for that. And I'd love to have Joe on, and I'd handle him with kid gloves. I just had Mark Cuban on about a month ago, and he did super good.
Yeah, I like Cuban. He's always entertaining, and every time I talk to him, I have a good time.
Bill O'Reilly on the phone. Don't forget Bill's latest bestseller, which I think is already a number one bestseller, isn't it, Bill?
Well, we sold a tremendous amount of copies. I don't know if it's number one, but when you move 130,000 copies in 3 days, there's big interest. So Killing Crazy Horse is really on fire. And I can almost guarantee if you buy the book, you start at 8 a.m., you look up, and it's...
By the way, I had the book right here. I got the hard copy, and it's really... And, Bill...
Yeah, you're not going to be able to put it down.
Bill, I like... Because I'm kind of, Neanderthal-like. I like the raised lettering of on the front cover. I like the feel of it, the texture of it.
You're a little weird, Bubba, but that's all right. We like you.
Bill O'Reilly, hey, is there another? Do you have one in the hopper?
One more we have. It'll be out late spring, I think. It'll be the most controversial of all the Killing books. I can't say what it is because then somebody steals the idea. That's what happened with Killing Jesus. I made an announcement early, and then all of a sudden there's 4 Killing Jesuses out. So we'll have that out in the late spring, and I hope we can talk again before that.
I thank you for your help with Joe Namath in advance, Bill. And you know what? More importantly, thank you for coming on the show, promoting what you got going, and giving us an honest opinion as to, what's going on. And I always look forward to having you on, Bill O'Reilly.
I appreciate it. And don't forget to give me the info for that charity to help the widows of the police.
I absolutely will get that information to you, Bill. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay, we'll talk again soon, guys.
Thank you, Bill. Bye now.
Bye.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50, plus free shipping by adding the code BUBBA. That's B-U-B-B-A. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. Bill O'Reilly.
That was dope.
Cave, let's get him my foundation information, but more importantly, let's get Joe Namath on. Man, right. I love.
He's right down in Jupiter.
Really?
Yeah. That's where he's living now.
We could even, hey, Blitz, if we had a guy like Joe Namath, could we go, if you and I went, could you set me up like a camera and we could do like a Out by Joe's Patio kind of deal?
Sure.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
Play some golf with him. Can I come?
What's that, Lemmy?
I'll play some golf with him. Can I come? I'll drive you there.
How are you going to get there?
I'm going to drive you there.
Me and Blitz are taking the smart car.
I'll follow you. With my garden.
Lemmy,
well, we're going to need someone to carry all the
garden
equipment.
On wheels.
Yeah, Lemmy, I'm going to need you to wear like a Bubba Army like button-down polo and look like all official. Like, and you can
show
be
up
camera.
On a Lemmy Investigate shirt.
Lemmy, you can haul all of Blitz's gear in.
Okay.
And then Blitz will be like, okay, I need it set up here. I need it set up here. Oh, I need that thing
two
framed
big,
up a little
three
bit.
Three big tripods, three huge cameras, all the lighting, the grid, all that stuff.
Whatever you need,
Scram.
Boss.
Just don't bring Colton around.
Oh.
Colton would mess it all up.
Can I bring Colt?
Your dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have a problem. Well, no. Because if we're doing it by the pool, you know what's going to happen. Oh, Joe, I'm sorry this interview gets canceled. That dog over there is humping your garden hose. You weirdo. Get the hell out of here. I'm sorry I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Your dog is raping my garden hose. My
Colt's
garden
getting
hose.
Old. He's not big into hoses anymore.
Does he still rape a hose?
Every now and then he'll rape one.
Do you Anna. Have like a hose set aside for him?
Never no. Cut his balls off?
Anna.
No, why would I do that?
I don't know. I'm just That's asking.
He's got this Doberman.
I don't believe in genital mutilation.
Good. Just wondering.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Bubba?
This dog of Blitz's is a Doberman Pinscher, and it's really beautiful.
It's really not my type.
It's really big. He's a big dog. He's 100 pounds plus, and he's really like, you could just see that he could kill you.
Yeah.
He's got a big old chest on him, real tall.
Yeah.
But if he's just rolling around in the backyard and he sees a hose, any kind of hose,
yeah,
but particularly garden hoses,
mm-hmm.
and they're kind of, you know how you coil up a garden hose kind of like, you know, he takes it, takes his paw, and he takes that hose right against his ding-ding, and he starts going, he makes love to the, if we're like, 7 to 9 pumps, and then he throws it away, and then roll. No, he doesn't have. He doesn't end the party. He just.
No.
I don't think he ends the party. Blitz, he doesn't have an ending.
I don't believe so.
No, I never.
Mean, I would hope so, but I don't.
I've watched it intently.
Why would he? He just gets tired, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know.
Why would you not?
Because
you know,
he just
finish what he
really
started.
Investigated.
He's a pimp.
Well, let me investigate.
Let me investigate Blitz's Doberman that likes to rape garden hoses. I mean, Lummy, you practically got
you're
season
on notice,
two.
Lummy, you come show up at my house and you're going to get shot.
Thanks, yeah.
Yeah, you show up at Blitz's house outside.
Season two has ended early.
You're going to get shot. Mm-hmm. If you do to Blitz what you did to me, you may end up, you know, shot.
A nightmare for a local mom. The Orlando woman gets kicked off her flight after boarding.
She says it's all because she couldn't get her 2-year-old daughter to wear a mask.
Now, I'm going to have to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think that you either have to, as an a potential place that requires masks and and mostly, you know, obviously a plane, you're going to either have to not let two-year-olds travel because you, or two, not really have that tough of a policy on them. Because I don't care if you're the strictest parent in the world, you're not going to make a two-year-old keep that on their face.
Them's the rules.
They're just going to rip it off every time.
Throw that baby in the dumpster. No.
Whoa.
No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
The Bubba the Love Sponge Show practices healing through humor, consisting of hyperbolic statements and parody on the backside, including the use of disclaimers to cover their collective asses.
Anna is a 1099 contract, a subcontracted employee, not employed directly by the BRN. She will be docked an hour's pay for that. Very, very irresponsible.
Oh, come on. It was a joke.
You didn't say joke.
I'm sure the parent has thought about it multiple times. I just said it out loud.
On a Hummel show is in an hour.
Hello, who's this?
Greg in Fort Myers.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, bud. Hey, I want first of all, I want to compliment you. That was a great interview. And your interviewing skills have always been good, but they're getting better.
Thank you. And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I can't take all the credit. Caveman prepares me unbelievable to the point of giving me like sample questions. And Caveman really is the Caveman was kind of the unsung hero behind the Cuban deal. All my good interviews are probably because Caveman helped me tremendously with them. So thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
You're very welcome. I have a suggestion for your podcast.
Go ahead. My podcast, which I'm trying to.
I got something better.
I'm trying to promote my podcast, and it's doing pretty well. It's not. I would think the numbers would be a tad higher, but I don't know that a lot of people that listen to the show know really where to find it and how to get it. And you can be, you know, a daily downloader. You can actually set your phone to auto-download it. If you go to the Apple podcasting deal or Google Play, it'll auto-download. And the new episodes are up by like 2 or 3 o'clock of that day. But what else you got, sir? I would hope that more people would go search for the Bubba Army podcast and go get it.
Some of your best radio is just when you go off the cuff and you start telling stories, like some of your stories back in the 90s and stuff. And one of the things that interests me is the business aspect of your radio show now as compared to before, how you're making money on YouTube. And I always wonder how you make money off the affiliates and stuff now. But the long story short, you could take some of these stories, just your funny, like the Hogan deal. I don't know how much you could talk about the Hogan deal. I would pay. It'd probably have to be a 4-part series, but I'd pay to hear that whole story from your point of view.
I think on our YouTube channel, buddy, there is a video of when Tom and Dan were in here, and I kind of broke down the Hogan deal. I think it was nearly an hour long. I think, and I think it's on our current YouTube channel, but I probably need to do more of that. I probably need to maybe during some of, if I don't have an interview on my Tuesdays and Thursdays show, which Blitz, I've been pretty good about doing. Like, I can't tell you I try to.
We've done it for a while.
Yeah. So,
we've been staying till like 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon doing
it. In saying that, Blitz, I have to leave at 10 till 11 tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I have a very important meeting with Tom. So, but maybe I pick, you know, a particular story.
So we should move the guest we have then?
Oh, what's our guest tomorrow?
Missy Hyatt.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to move that.
Move Hoopty 73,000 bits.
Yeah, we'll have to do it Tuesday.
Okay.
But sir, maybe we try to find a certain amount of these stories and I tell them as part of that. What do you think?
I think I'm all in favor of it. And you got a whole new audience now. You got a lot of new people that don't know some of the antics, like some of them you may not want them to know, but you got a whole new crew listening to you now, and some of those stories and some of your past is just great.
You know, so that I need to ask the Bubba Army this, okay? Everybody's got email. I think you got email, right?
Yep.
And our email address to the show is show@thebubbaarmy.com. So SHOW, show@thebubbaarmy.com. And email me a list of stories or things that have happened that I could talk or, give you guys a narration as to how it went down. Everybody that's listening to us by whatever means, whether it's TuneIn, Florida Man Radio, 98 Rock, Twitch. It doesn't matter how you're hearing this voice or on my podcast. Email me, show@thebubarmy.com, and give me topics that you would like for me to dig into and give you the ins and outs of, and we'll include that on our podcast. And, well, and it'll be a podcast in itself. But we can make it a podcast and a YouTube video, could we not?
We can.
Yeah. Bubba, you know, talks about how he left Jill, his wife, for Rebecca, the fitness instructor in Grand Rapids, and then she said she got pregnant by her dad's best friend.
Well, let me investigate since I'm trying to interview your D.
What? Let me shut up.
What? That's true.
Let me investigate is on hiatus until January 8th. Leave me alone with it. So, sir.
One more quick thing I'd like to add.
Yeah.
Just one more thing.
Yeah.
I'm working on one of your great things is your own vocabulary, your own language, and all your words. I'm working on a Bubba vocabulary test.
I think back in the day, somebody came up with a Bubba dictionary. I'm going to have to try to locate that. That would be a show in itself.
Yes, sir. All right, man. Thanks, guys.
And keep in touch with us either by calling or you can email us. And what's your name again? I'll be looking out for you.
Greg.
Greg from Fort Myers.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Greg. Anybody, email us, show@thebubbaarmy.com with any suggestions. And I, you know, as I do my ancillary Bubba overtimes, we could make that. Obviously, you watch it live and listen to it. Watch it live and listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Watch it live on Twitch and listen to it live on Bubba Army Radio as it happens. But then maybe we could make that a particular topic-based podcast and video that we repurpose on YouTube.
So let me, I see you got your Trapper Keeper out.
There's a lot of good things on our YouTube channel. You need to go over there. We're putting a lot of stuff up there. What has he got on this Trapper deal?
Well, so I'm wondering, what did you open to?
Well, I opened up the first time to the strap.
I kind of agree with that.
Because, he was really putting over
Cave. There is no strap, right? I mean, the house.
I know. That's the problem.
I was just saying about Cave since he's done such a great job.
I
definitely think that Caveman deserves a strap. And so does everyone in the chat.
Uh-oh. We're at a crossroads.
I'm thinking. Hmm. We're at a crossroads. God, he's so stupid. Who sings Crossroads?
Britney Spears?
Shut up.
No.
Sorry.
Nope.
She does, though.
Hold on.
It's a movie she made.
'99. That's your one guess, and it's wrong, so keep your hole shut.
Sorry.
Lummy, who sing? Don't Google.
Oh, I'm out. Crossroads? TLC?
Nope.
Whoop! With 1,000 bits.
Nope.
Hold on.
I was going to look it up.
I don't have to look it up. I'm just trying to find the song.
No. Yeah, that's the same one. Bone Thugs and Harmony.
These guys could... The flow and rhythm and cadence that they have.
I agree. I hated them.
I loved them. I think one went to prison for shooting off a fully auto gun or something.
Nice.
What crossroads were you thinking about, Blitz? When I think of crossroads
this
music.
One, oh, no. I was thinking of this one.
Power Pig days. Blitz, I should do a podcast series just on the... I should start trying to remember all the stuff that happened at the Power Pig.
You should remember how you're going to give Caveman the belt.
I'm taking your advisement, Lummy's advisement, and Chat's advisement, and
Obviously, Caveman did not do a good job then.
When I get some feedback from the council, and everybody's on the council knows you're on the council, you can text.
So basically, Travis, you need to hurry up and text them.
No, Blitz, you don't know how big the council really is. JJ's on the council. Bubba Light's the main guy. Travis, Iggy.
I think Travis is the main guy.
Big Red, he's not. Big Red, he's not. Blitz, don't tell me who's on my goddamn pit. Who? It's my, me. Don't try to tell me who does what on my goddamn cancel.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps, it's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to keeps.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's keeps.com/POTUS. Keeps.com/POTUS.